Archers for the week 9th to 14th of March, 2003.
There's been no word from Matt Crawford and Ruth is getting worried.
He hasn't withdrawn, though, has he?
Not yet, no.
You don't know that.
I put money on it.
But you don't actually know.
Where does this jug live?
Bottom cupboard. Right. I mean, why didn't you just say, okay, you've called my bluff?
Oh, come on, this is Matt Crawford we're talking about. He's not going to admit that he was trying to swindle us, is he?
Then why doesn't he just call the whole thing off?
I don't know. Maybe consulting his lawyers to see if there are any loopholes in the loophole.
What worries me is that he's going to come back to you and say, we shut on this deal, you can't back out.
No, but I can, that's the whole point. There's nothing in writing. The contract doesn't exist, so he can't hold me to it.
Suppose he agrees.
To what?
To pay in half of whatever it's worth with planning permission.
No, he's not going to.
Or suppose he offers us more money up front.
Well, then we say no.
Even if it's, you know, huge amounts of money.
Love, even if he offered us half a million, we'd have to say no.
You sure about that?
Well, we either say no or we emigrate.
Yeah, I don't suppose we'd be very popular, would we?
Understatement of the year.
If we sold that land knowing it was going to be built on.
We'd never be able to show our faces in the village again. You've forgotten the pie dish.
Oh, it can go in the dishwasher.
Okay.
But if we back out...
I already have backed out. I've laid down a condition that he can't possibly agree to.
So why hasn't he just said the deal is off?
He will. Don't worry. Can I come in?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Dad. Yeah, come on in.
I'm not interrupting anything.
Only the washing up.
We're expecting Alistair.
Oh, I see.
He phoned to say could he bring Daniel over. I don't know what's happened to him.
You look frozen.
Yes, it's not much of an afternoon for a walk.
Well, come and sit by the Arga. Get yourself warm. I'll put the kettle on.
Kenton's watching a rugby match or something on television.
Ah.
And he seems to find it impossible to do it quietly.
So he does get rather involved, doesn't he?
Oh, I tried sitting in the kitchen, but I could still hear him.
Where's Jill?
Oh, she went over to Lower Loxley. If I had any sense, I'd have gone with her.
Oh, Phil, you make me feel really guilty.
Why?
Well, we've got loads of room here.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. I wouldn't dream of suggesting...
He's not coming here.
But you're so on top of each other at home, aren't you?
Well, if the situation is a bit uncomfortable for him, then perhaps he'll be motivated to sort himself out.
Easy, old
That's
fellow.
It, easy, good. Oh. Oh, that was wonderful.
Your cheeks have gone all pink.
I bet I've got a bright red nose too, haven't I?
And very becoming it is. Now, you going to stay and have some tea?
Oh, no, I think I'd better be getting home.
Oh.
I know. But I need to get Maisie home before it gets dark.
Yeah, leave her here. I'll run you home in the car.
Don't tempt me.
No?
No, 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 really. I've got to sort out my clothes for next week. And I've got a mountain of ironing to get through.
I always dread this moment on a Sunday afternoon.
I know.
Will you insist on leaving me?
I wish I could stay.
Going off to your other life?
In fact, I've been thinking.
Uh-huh.
Well, it does make things unnecessarily complicated, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So, I was going to suggest...
Why don't we get married?
What?
Well, that would simplify things, wouldn't it? What's so funny?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm perfectly serious.
You just took me by surprise.
I love you, Caroline. And I'll marry you tomorrow, if you'd have me.
Oh. I'm very touched, but...
But you won't, will you?
I don't feel quite... Oh, I don't know. It just doesn't seem...
It's okay.
It's not that I don't love you.
No, you don't have to explain.
Because I do. I love you very much. Actually, what I was going to suggest was... Well, that we might move in together.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well...
If you don't like the idea...
What do you mean, not like the idea? It's a heavenly idea. Short of actually getting married, it's the best idea I've ever had.
Oh, good.
So, yes, please, let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, come here. Let me give you a kiss. I've just had a thought.
What?
Well, where's Sam going to be? I mean, if we're going to cohabit, whose house should we do it in?
Well...
I mean, I know how attached you are to the Dower House.
I'm not that attached to it.
Aren't you?
Mm. And let's face it, we spend far more time here at Grange Farm.
So when can you move in? How about this evening?
I need a few days to organise things. There are the horses, for a start.
Well, you can bring them over any time.
And then the rest of my clothes, and... Oh, there are quite a few books and bits and pieces.
Well, What will you do with the Dower House? And sell it?
Oh, one step at a time, Oliver. I really haven't thought that far ahead.
Oliver!
Oh, hello.
Oh, Maisie, whoa. One hazard of living at Grange Farm.
Oliver, can you come and have a look?
Ed Grundy keeps jumping out from behind the bushes.
It's one of the cattle.
You have William, I have Ed.
He's wheezing something horrible. I think we might have to call the vet.
It's Philpsham Choral Society singing The Dream of Garantius.
Oh, lovely.
It's Elgar.
I know that.
Borchester Town Hall.
Mum bought him the tickets for a treat.
Oh, that's nice.
Not the best acoustics in the world, but with a big choir like that, it should still sound pretty impressive.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, sure. Any more tea in that pot?
Ooh, might squeeze out another cup. Here, help yourself.
Thanks.
Has Shula taught you at all about this Lent appeal business?
No.
Oh, is this the diocese appeal the bishop launched?
Yeah. It's about supporting farmers in Rwanda, you know, providing them with animals and equipment.
Oh, very worthy.
Yeah, it sounds like an excellent scheme.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A chap from the charity spoke at the Ash Wednesday service in Durrington.
Anyway, I sort of promised I'd do something.
Well, Shula's been twisting your arm, is she?
Well, I thought, what about the Three Peaks Challenge?
The what?
Well, the idea is to climb Ben Nevis, Scarfell and Snowdon all within the space of 24 hours.
But that's a bit ambitious, isn't it?
Well, it's perfectly possible, so I'm told.
And you're planning on doing it?
Well, not just me. I thought we could get a team together.
Yeah, when you say we...
Yeah, but surely you have to be an experienced climber to undertake something like that.
No, apparently not. I mean, you have to be reasonably fit, obviously, and used to walking a lot, which we are, aren't we?
Well, yeah, I suppose so, but...
So, how about it? You up for it?
Well...
It's not that difficult. And we'll train, obviously.
Well, if you think we can do it...
Great!
I've told the kids to get their coats on so they can help you fetch the cows in.
Oh, Lord, is it that time already?
Afraid so.
This is when I really miss dear old Chabba.
Well, I'd offer to help.
No, but Dad, it's okay.
She'll be back from Lower Loxley.
And with a bit of luck, the rugby will be finished.
Oh, I do hope so.
Kenton.
Got it in one.
Now, where did I leave my coat?
It's here.
Oh, thanks.
I'm really sorry, Phil.
What for?
Kenton.
What? Not your fault?
But he'd been at the stables for months and...
Well, you don't have to explain.
He had rather outstayed his welcome.
We know the feeling.
Oh, sorry, that's me. Hello, Alistair Lloyd. Oh, hello. Oh, it's okay. What's wrong with it? Right, I'll be about 10 minutes. See you. Oliver Sterling, one of his beef cattle in trouble. I leave Daniel here?
Yeah, of course.
Shouldn't be more than half an hour.
Is he caught?
Oh, if you're going to Grange Farm, you could give me a lift home.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
I'll see you later, OK?
Right.
By the way, David, you haven't heard anything from Matt Crawford?
No, not a word. But don't worry, I'll let you know as soon as we do.
Right. Well, I'll drop around tomorrow to give you a hand in the parlour.
Well, you don't have to.
Oh, it'll get me out of the house.
Oh, right. OK, fine.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye, Rose.
Bye.
Do you want me to do the milking?
No, I'll do it. Just pass me those overalls.
There you go.
Better start getting in training, I suppose.
What for?
Alistair's suggesting that we do the Three Peaks Challenge for the Lent appeal.
What?
What's so funny?
He was pulling your leg.
No, he wasn't.
Surely.
I'm perfectly serious.
You haven't said you'll do it.
Why not?
Do you know what the Three Peaks Challenge involves?
Yeah. You climb Ben Nevis, then you climb Scarfell.
And do you know how high Ben Nevis is?
Well, not exactly, no. I mean, not in feet and inches.
It's enormous. Top of it's up in the clouds. I no doubt it'll be blowing a gale and snowing.
Really?
Take my advice and steer well clear.
Well, I did look in myself this morning, but then Caroline called me in for lunch, so maybe I didn't check as carefully as I should have.
Oh, well, it's lucky I called round then, isn't it?
Yes.
Is she gone?
Huh?
Caroline.
Oh, yes, she's gone home. Well, back to the Dower House. Won't be our home for much longer. Moving in here.
Oh.
Which I'm very pleased about. I never thought she'd agree.
Oh, that's the trouble with women.
What is?
They say one thing and then they go and do the complete opposite.
That's your experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
Any woman in particular?
Fallon Rogers.
Ah.
I mean, first she goes behind our backs and enters her own song, so of course she's not really bothering with the band's song.
This is that competition?
She didn't even say a word.
On Radio Bossage, yeah?
I mean, doesn't even have the decency to tell us. And then she goes and wins. I mean, God knows how. Did you hear it, her song?
No.
That bloke, the one who judged it, said it was original. I mean, please. Sounds like a million other dismal indie ballads.
Oh, dear.
Also, I told her. If she wants to stay with Dross, she can forget that kind of dreary bilge. So she said stuff it and walked out.
What? You mean she's left the back?
Yeah. Well, good riddance. And then Ash pipes up and says he really likes her song and she was the best thing about Dross.
Ah, here comes Alistair.
So he's going to have to go and all.
Who, Ash?
Yeah.
Well, but then you'll have no singer again.
So?
So where does that leave Dross?
And another thing, she's going out with Tom Archer.
Fallon is?
Well, it's perfectly obvious he only asked her out to get back at Kirsty because she dumped him for that chabber.
Afternoon.
Alistair, hi.
I mean, you'd think she'd have some pride.
What? Oh, I'm sorry to drag you out on a Sunday, Alistair.
No, it's OK.
He's over there. I'm afraid he doesn't sound too clever, either.
It'd be just my luck if he died.
Oh, well, let's hope it won't come to that. With a bit of luck, we'll be able to clear it up.
Good. Look, why did you get off home, Ed? I'll take it from here.
Well,
No, go on, off you go.
OK, I'll see you.
Yeah, bye, Ed.
Bye. Oh, and thank you. Phew. Thank goodness you turned up when you did. I don't think I could have stood another minute of teenage angst.
What's his problem?
Well, as far as I can gather, Dross have all fallen out with each other and Fallon has dared to look at another man.
Oh, dear.
And I was having such a lovely day, too.
Were you?
Yeah. Caroline's agreed to move in with me.
Oh. Well, congratulations.
Oh, I'm not sure congratulations are in order.
Aren't they?
Well, it's not like we're getting married or anything.
No, but it's... Well, same sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
And you're happy?
Oh, delighted.
Well, then.
Although I must confess, I'd be happier still if she'd agree to marry me. But there you go. Can't have everything, can you?
Betty wants to know all about Adam.
Seeing you at WI this afternoon?
Yes, of course.
And Jennifer?
Yes.
Oh, good. I thought maybe with your grandson being home.
Oh, the world doesn't grind to a halt just because Adam's paying us a visit.
Well, it's a long time since he's been back, isn't it?
Years.
But I recognised him straight away.
How much is the cream?
I suppose it's the red hair. £1.25. Just a holiday, is it?
Oh, I don't know what his plans are.
Oh, you mean he might be home for good?
All he said is that the particular job he was doing came to an end. So he decided to take a bit of time off and visit friends and family before deciding what to do next, I suppose. There you are. £1.25.
Thank you.
So, I'll see you at the WI.
We're collecting everybody's ideas for charity fundraising.
Oh, goodness, I'd forgotten all about that.
And I was thinking, do you remember when the village was in the Yellow Book?
When we all opened our gardens to the public?
Yeah, it was very popular.
It was.
And I wondered about the WI doing something similar. Have a weekend, maybe, when everyone opens up their gardens. And then we can lay on tea in the village hall.
Morning. Hello, Caroline.
Morning.
Oh, Mrs. Woolley, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You carry on. I've finished my shopping.
Oh, thank you. And there's some tights, please, Betty.
You know where they are.
I do, indeed. I think you keep them in stock just for me, don't you?
Well...
I tried to keep some spare ones in my desk drawer, but every so often the system breaks down. These'll do. I'm going to take two pairs. £3.50 each, is that right, or have they gone up?
No, that's right.
And do you know how much Susan's charging for ironing?
What?
Oh, I don't, I'm afraid. She's only just started doing it.
Ironing?
Yeah, there's a notice in the window.
Is there?
Oh, it's a brilliant idea, an ironing service, don't you think?
Well, I suppose...
It's the one job I absolutely hate. I'd willingly pay someone to do it for me.
Well, I don't think Susan's all that keen on it.
Why is she doing it, then?
Well, needs must.
You mean?
Well, she's only had part-time here since the surgery closed, so I think things are a bit tight.
I'm so sorry.
Will you please stop apologising?
I shouldn't have lost my temper like that, not in front of you.
Feel free.
It's just... Oh, it's just as if I'm tiptoeing through a minefield all the time, and sometimes...
Brian jumps in with his size 10s.
No, it wasn't his fault.
Wasn't it?
No, he was only trying to be helpful. And to be honest, I had forgotten about these people coming on Wednesday.
Had you?
And he was quite right to remind me.
So that's why you were so cross, because he caught you out.
Oh, I used to be able to laugh about things like that.
You will again.
Oh, I don't know. Just let me pop this in the hog. I just can't imagine our life going back to, you know, to how it was before.
Because it won't. It's never going to be the same.
No.
But very possibly stronger, you know, like when you break your leg.
How long is it going to take?
Look, You want to make it work, don't you?
Yes.
And so does he, obviously.
Has he said anything to you?
Well, yes. He's talked about how sorry he is, that he's messed things up, about his love for you.
Has he?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, very humble. Not the Brian I remember.
Can I just get some peas from the freezer, darling?
Hmm. He's concerned for Debbie, too, and the way she is towards him. She's so icy, Mum, so distant.
Yes, I know.
Makes you wonder, what must it be doing to her?
What do you mean?
She never talks about how she feels, does she?
Well, not to me.
And she hardly ever mentions Simon. It was so soon afterwards, wasn't it? I mean, she finds out that her husband's a lying toe rag, and then Brian, the man she turned to for support,
turns out to be
just as bad. I mean, if I was in her shoes, I'd never trust a man again, ever.
Maybe it's because I decided to take Brian back.
What do you mean?
She won't talk to me about it at all.
No.
Maybe she thinks I should have thrown him out like she did to Simon.
But she won't talk to me about Simon either, Mum.
But I thought you and she were going...
Yeah, she usually tells me everything, but it's like she's trying to bury the whole experience, pretend it never happened.
Perhaps that's her way of coping.
But the thing is, when you discover you are totally and utterly wrong about someone, you feel like a complete idiot.
I know.
Like it's your fault for being so stupid.
Mm. Can you put these back in the freezer for me, darling? Mm.
And it's like you can't trust your own judgment anymore because you got it so hopelessly wrong.
Sound as though you know all about it.
Mm, yeah, been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
You never told me.
Which is why I'm worried about Debbie. She's bottling it all up inside and she spends far too much time alone in that cottage.
I know, I wanted her to come back here when she first broke up with Simon, but she wouldn't have it.
Well, how about we invite her over for supper? Oh,
I've tried, darling. I ask her over 2 or 3 times a week.
Let me see what I can do.
Look, she won't come, madam.
It's only me.
Hi,
hello, Mum.
Hello, dear. I brought your cream.
Oh, thanks. You know, I could have sworn I had another half pint in the fridge when I looked. No.
I have to tell you, Adam, you are the talk of the village.
Oh, no. What are they saying? Nothing too terrible, eh?
Oh, no, not at all. But I have the third degree from Betty in the shop. Everyone's fascinated.
I'm sure they are.
There'll be a queue of young women outside the door before we know it. Especially now that young Chubber's no longer with us.
Who?
Oh, they had a Hungarian student at Brookfield.
Who just went home? Yeah, I heard about him.
He caused quite a stir.
Poor Kirsty's broken-hearted, according to Helen.
Mm. It's definitely all over between her and Tom, then.
Oh, I'm afraid so.
This is my cousin Tom, is it?
Oh, yes, and Kirsty was his girlfriend.
Whose sausage empire I gather you're financing, Graham?
It is not quite like that. He's getting a business loan from the bank.
And what's this about Jack buying a cafe?
Oh, Daphne's. You know, I'm so pleased.
It's madness.
Well, we always used to go there when I worked at the Echo.
He's a sentimental old fool.
Sounds very enterprising to me.
Jack is 83, for heaven's sake. The last thing he should be doing is taking on a new business.
I should be booking the removal, then.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I don't think it's going to be ready.
You can always cancel.
It's only been the plumber working this morning.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to him.
Did you?
Yeah. He said the central heating will be finished today.
What about the electrics?
Oh, I don't know. In you go, Brandy.
There are bare wires hanging from the wall.
I'll have to get you some.
No reason why the electrician shouldn't be doing the PowerPoints while the plumber's doing the pipes.
What, doesn't he have to wait for the plaster to go off?
It's had a week. It's perfectly dry.
Oh, darling, they've promised it will all be done by the end of March.
Oh, yeah, like they promised it would be done by the end of February, and then it was the 8th of March.
Well, these are the finishing touches. I mean, it's only a day's work for the electrician.
There's still the flooring to go down.
Which will take, what, another day?
And all the decorating to be done.
A week at the outside.
And what about the car park? Looks like a bomb site. They've got to clear all that debris, level the ground.
Oh, come on, let's go and have some lunch.
Oh, no, I can see what's going to happen. We'll end up having to move out of the Sawyer's farm premises before this place is ready.
I had a phone call from Ruth this morning.
You changing the subject?
Yes.
But Shula...
Look, darling, it's no good complaining to me. If you're worried, talk to the builders. Now... what's all this about the Three Peaks Challenge?
What about it?
Well, Ruth seems to think you're actually seriously going to do it.
Of course I am.
And that you've roped David in.
I told you. It's going to be for your Lent appeal.
You said maybe we should do something like the Three Peaks Challenge.
Yes.
Something like the Three Peaks Challenge. I didn't think you were actually going to do the real thing.
Why not?
Well, you don't think that's a teeny bit overambitious?
What's the point of a challenge if it's not ambitious?
But you've never climbed a mountain.
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Well, not a mountain as such, but several very big hills.
When was this?
When I was a student.
Oh, you mean when you were young and fit?
I'm not completely over the hill, you know.
Of course not, darling. But not being over the hill doesn't necessarily get you over the mountain, let alone the second and the third.
You have no faith in me at all, do you?
You must be very pleased, Betty.
Yes, didn't anticipate quite such an enthusiastic response.
If everyone who was at the meeting opens their garden, we shan't have to look any further.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get some more volunteers. What about Brookfield, for instance? And the stables. I'm sure Shula will want to join in.
They've still got the builders in.
Oh, they'll be finished by the end of May, surely.
That was a good choice, the late May bank holiday. The gardens always look their best at that time of year.
And with a bit of luck, the weather should be fine. Hey, perhaps we could do teas on the village green rather than in the hall.
Oh, yeah, if the sun shines and it's not too windy.
Well, I must be getting home.
Me too.
And I just hope that Jack hasn't gone and bought anything else while my back's been turned.
Don't be too hard on him, Mum.
What's this?
Well, he's bought dear old Daphne's cap.
Oh, yes, Brenda was telling me. It's a favourite place with everyone at the radio station.
With everyone at the Echo, too.
But surely they're all so fond of the place because of Daphne. Once she's gone, there's no guarantee it'll be the same.
Well, the important thing is it hasn't gone to one of those multinational chains.
Yes, absolutely.
They charge you £2 for a cup of coffee.
There are few enough local businesses left in Borchester. I think Jack is to be applauded.
I thought it was time I took the plunge. Alistair said Oliver was grinning from ear to ear.
Yes, I think he's pleased. Especially since I'm moving into his house rather than the other way around.
There you are.
Help yourself to a biscuit.
Oh, thanks. And have you decided about the Dower House?
No, not yet.
Sell it?
I think I'll probably hang on to it for a while.
In case you have second thoughts?
No.
Best not to burn your bridges.
Not just yet, anyway. Besides, I've got William to consider.
Well, can't you just give him notice?
No, not really. I mean, where would he go?
Well, not strictly speaking, your responsibility.
No, but I can't just... Anyway, if I leave the house empty, it'll be good to have him there to keep an eye on things.
Mm. That's true, but if you let it...
I was thinking about that. Maybe short-term lets.
Well, your tenants might not take too kindly to William galumphing up and down their stairs.
I'd have to rearrange things slightly so his flat was self-contained.
How on earth would you manage that?
Wouldn't be difficult, actually.
That was David on the phone. Oh, hi, Caroline.
Hello.
Caroline came to tell us the good news.
Yes. Didn't realise you knew already.
What?
Well, her and Oliver.
Oh, yes, of course. You finally... congratulations.
Thank you.
You're having a party?
Party?
Well, if you were getting engaged or married, you'd have some kind of celebration, wouldn't you? So why not a shacking up together party?
I'll suggest it to Oliver.
Anyway, David just rang.
You said?
Very, very enthusiastic about the Three Peaks Challenge.
Oh, but Ruth said...
Ruth's not doing it, is she? David is. And he's really fired up.
The Three Peaks Challenge?
Yeah, we're going to get a team together.
Isn't that the one where you climb Ben Nevis and Snow?
And Scarfell, all in 24 hours, yes.
We reckon a couple more people to actually do the climb, but we're going to need quite a few people for backup.
I knew someone who did that.
Really?
A friend of my cousin, who was an Oxford Blue. Amazingly fit man. And he said the Three Peaks was the most knackering thing he'd ever done.
And how old was he, this friend of your cousin's?
Oh, about 23.
You see, darling?
Yes, all right, don't rub it in.
I think you're very brave.
Oh, foolhardy.
I must confess, I was wondering if maybe it was a... A little bit too demanding.
I'm sure it is.
But now David's so excited about the whole thing, well, I really don't feel I can back out, can I now?
David's trying to enlist a new recruit.
Hi, Tony. That looks painful.
I'm too old for this game.
Oh, dear.
But it's veg box day tomorrow, so someone has to do it.
Where's Tom?
Oh, he's far too preoccupied with building his sausage empire to do anything as mundane as pulling leeks.
Oh, right. How's that going?
Well, he's gone off this afternoon for a final meeting with the supermarket to agree delivery dates, that sort of thing.
Oh, good for him.
Well, he's had his bank loan approved. They seem to think it's a viable proposition. Hopefully they're right.
Anyway, listen, I wondered if I could borrow a chainsaw.
Yes, of course.
Only mine seems to have gone missing.
Well, help yourself. You know where to find it, don't you?
Yeah, thanks. And I was also wondering, Alistair and I are doing this thing for the church Lent appeal.
You? The church?
Well, it was Alistair's idea. Uh-huh. I think Shula was honoured him to do something. So, we've decided to have a go at the Three Peaks Challenge.
Doesn't that involve climbing mountains?
Yes.
You're mad.
No. Sane people do it, apparently. It's perfectly possible if you're reasonably fit.
Yeah, well, don't look at me.
Well, not everyone would have to actually do the climbing. Gonna need lots of backup as well.
What sort of backup?
Well, someone to drive us for a start. From Scotland to the lakes and then down to Wales.
And when are you doing it?
Sometime before Easter.
Easter? You haven't left yourselves much time, have you?
Well, no, but...
And I'm afraid I'm going to be far too busy.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, you're back already.
Hello, Tom.
Well, how'd it go?
Yeah, fine. First delivery Tuesday, May the 20th.
So it's all on track?
Well, of course it is. What did you expect?
Oh, that's great.
Tom Archer's sausages are going big time.
Congratulations.
That's good, eh?
Yeah, really good. But you've got a hell of a big job on.
Yeah, I know. And we've still got the veg boxes, don't forget.
Yeah, don't worry, Dad. I can hack it.
So you crossed the Toggenburg with a local goat?
That's right.
And ended up with...
With a good, robust goat that thrives in local conditions but yields vastly more milk. Can you chuck me over some more twine?
Oh, here. Catch.
Thanks.
Well, I can see how that benefits the person who owns the goat, but that's just one family.
There's a knock-on effect. If a farmer has thriving goats, he can use them as collateral to borrow money. Then he can buy seeds and grow stuff which he can trade. And so you get a whole economy developing just out of that one thing, improving the genetic heritage of the goats.
Yeah, but still quite a small-scale enterprise.
Yeah, but that's how farming works in Africa. Well, it works at all. It's very local. The farmers trade at the local market, and what they sell goes directly to the consumer.
Oh, that's our big problem.
Who? What?
Farmers. We've lost that connection.
Well, I thought this whole Hassett Hills venture was designed to...
put us back in touch with the customer, yeah, but the trouble is... Well, the big problem is that people just don't cook anymore.
What do you mean they don't cook?
They buy ready meals.
I don't believe that for a moment.
No, honestly, Adam, it's true. You know, these past few years, there's been a real sea change in the way people buy food. And the majority want it ready cooked. Do you know, over half this country's potato crop is now processed. Crisps, oven chips, potato waffles.
That's really depressing.
Which means farmers get less and less of the money spent on food. It all goes to the processors.
So the answer is...
Get into food processing.
Had to do a bit of research.
Well, if you have any brilliant insights, let me know.
Now, is this pen meant to be twice the size?
Oh, no. Hang on, let me put another Howard across. There. That's more like it.
Look, won't you come up to the house for supper?
Can't, I'm afraid. Not tonight.
You can't go on avoiding Brian forever.
I'm not.
You are.
To be honest, it's not just Brian. I find Mum a bit hard to take at the moment.
Why?
She won't... She finds it very difficult to keep her distance.
Oh, no.
And she fixes me with that deeply concerned look and says...
How are you, darling?
Does she do it to you as well?
Of course she does.
Oh, that makes me want to scream.
Well, if you won't come to the house, can I come to the cottage?
Well, this evening?
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be nice, yeah.
Hello. Oh, hello. Mind if I join you?
Feel free.
Oh, is that for me?
What?
The second pint.
No, sorry. I'm supposed to be meeting David.
Oh, right.
How about you?
No, I'm not supposed to be meeting David.
I meant...
I'm not meeting anyone. I just, well, I couldn't stand any more of Dad's piano practice.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I came down here for a bit of peace and quiet. It's a very small Glebe Cottage.
I know. I used to live there.
Yeah, you didn't have to live there with a piano, though, did you? Sometimes he goes over and over the same bit about 30 times.
Have you heard what David and I are planning?
No.
We're going to do the Three Peaks Challenge.
You're doing what?
The Three Peaks...
Hiya.
Oh, hi. I bought you a pint.
Oh, thanks. Brilliant. Evening, Kenton.
The Three Peaks Challenge, you two.
Oh, you've told him, have you?
Which peaks would those be, then? Lakey Hill?
No.
Hayden Barrow?
Actually, that is not such a bad idea.
What?
Climbing Lakey Hill?
No, hang on.
Doing our own version. You know, like the Ambridge Three Peaks.
Did you just say I had a good idea, though?
What, and not actually do the real thing?
This has got to be a first.
Well, to be honest, I was starting to have second thoughts.
Were you?
I tried to recruit a few more people, you know, some of the cricket team, but...
No takers.
Nope.
Well, now, there's a surprise.
Well, maybe it was a bit ambitious.
Yeah.
So, lowering your sights ever so slightly, the Ambridge Two Peaks Challenge.
No, we've got to have three.
Yeah.
But there isn't a third hill.
Well, there's a substantial humpback bridge on the Felpsham Road.
Hey, what about the church tower?
Yeah, it's not the same thing.
No, but it's a fair old climb.
Yeah. Well, that'll work really well. It's the kind of challenge that anyone can do. Kids, pensioners.
Evening.
Oh, hi.
Hiya.
Oh, no, right, I'm off.
What's the matter?
I can't take another evening of young Tom crowing about his success as an entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah, he's got it together at last.
Well, I'll see you chaps another time.
Yeah, bye, Canton.
Bye. Now, that's interesting. I must ask Tom how he does it.
What?
Makes Kenton disappear.
Mind if I join you?
Yeah, help yourself.
Well, I hear your son's going to be the sausage king of Borsetshire.
Yep.
How did he swing that?
Oh, he'll tell you all about it, I'm sure. Every little detail.
What's he doing over there?
Sorting out his love life.
What, is he going out with Fallon now, then?
Apparently.
Is this some ploy to get back at Kirsty?
Well, don't ask me.
Have I missed something?
Kirsty dumped Tom and went out with Chabba.
Oh, of course.
And now she's all miserable because Chabba's gone back to Hungary.
Yeah, I thought she was looking a bit glum.
And Tom's decided to rub her nose in it by chatting up Fallon.
Almost makes you glad to be middle-aged, doesn't it?
Hey, talking of which, Alistair and I have decided that we'll pass on the Three Peaks Challenge.
Not because we're too old.
No, of course not. But because we've had a better idea.
Something involving more of the village.
We're going to do our own Borsetshire version, the Ambridge Three Peaks.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Tom.
You sorted out your women.
What?
I hear congratulations are in order.
Hey?
Your sausages.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well done.
It's just starting to sink in. I do these business plans and it all sounds wonderful in theory. Now I'm thinking, oh my God, I've actually got to make this work.
You were saying, David?
First thing I've got to do is find some presses.
About the Ambridge Three Peaks?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I've already put the word out with a commercial letting agency.
It was actually Kenton who hit on the idea.
I reckon there might be something in the Borchester Business Park.
Well, what about the business units at Sawyer's Farm?
Nothing suitable at the moment. I need about 140 square metres, you see.
Now, hang on a minute, Tom. That's actually not a bad idea.
What?
Well, when Alistair moves his practice up to the stables, that unit where he is now is going to be vacant.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit big for me, though. I suppose it might be worth a look.
Have you got a date for moving yet, Alistair?
Well, the builders have promised it'll be ready by the end of March.
Oh, and the other thing is, I found this company that specialises in second-hand catering and food processing.
Tom!
And they're going to keep me informed about sales of bankrupt stock.
Sure, I bet when Richard Branson goes to the pub, he doesn't talk about trains.
Or even virgins.
What do you mean?
Well, can we get off the subject of sausages? Just for a few minutes.
OK, I'm coming. Oh! Oh, it's you.
Hi.
I thought you were someone else.
Oh, there's someone else, is there?
No.
Oh, I've been supplanted in your affections.
No, my brother's coming round.
Oh, Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of you since he rolled into town.
No, well, I have been a bit...
I'd like to meet him.
Not tonight, Kenton. We both...
I haven't seen him since, when was it? He must have been about 10 or 11 and I came home on leave.
Oh, well, here he is. Hi, Adam.
Oh, evening. Talk of the devil.
Do you remember Kenton?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hiya.
Are we going to stand about on the doorstep? It's freezing.
No. Come on in.
Kenton?
Well, Kenton's just leaving, aren't you?
Oh, right.
Well, I don't have to. I could, you know...
Well, nice to see you again. We must have a drink sometime.
Yeah.
Night, then.
Oh, bye, Kenton.
Bye.
Oh, dear.
What was that about?
Oh, nothing. It's just, Oh, he's actually been quite sweet, really. You see, his marriage broke up quite recently, and...
You cried on each other's shoulders.
Well, in a way, yeah, I suppose we did, but he seemed to understand, and it was fine until he got chucked out of his digs and wanted to move in here.
Really?
Oh, don't know. Anyway, look, come on in. I'll just see if I can find a corkscrew. There are some glasses in the cupboard.
Right. Okay, Colin.
Pass the bottle. Thanks.
Debbie?
Hmm?
Have you had an HIV test?
What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to be quite as blunt as that, but with Simon's history, you ought to get yourself checked out before you get involved with someone else.
Yeah, and I know that.
Good.
You don't think I was involved with Kenton?
Weren't you?
Oh, no. Oh. No, nothing like that.
Sorry, it's just... Well, I know how easy it is when your heart's been broken to, you know, fall into casual affairs.
Adam.
What?
Are you trying to tell me that you're HIV positive?
No, not me. I'm all right. But I know so many people who are. They reckon it's one in five adults in Southern Africa now.
I will do it. I had actually thought I should.
Good.
Though right now I can't imagine getting involved with a man ever again.
Mm. And what about your family? You're going to keep them at arm's length too?
Oh, Adam, I can't imagine ever being able to forgive Brian. And I can't understand how Mum imagines she can.
He's going to be out on Friday. So Mum and I thought we'd have a little lunch party, just me and her and you.
Friday?
And Mum promises faithfully she will not look at you in that concerned way and say, "How are you, darling?"
In that case, I'll come.
it's Kenton who's made a mistake staying at Gleep Cottage.
Do you remember the last time we did it?
I remember being rather embarrassed when people came to look at the Brookfield garden.
Why?
And then they wandered down as far as the bungalow.
Oh.
There wasn't much in those days beyond a bald patch of grass and a tatty-looking vegetable patch.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, I think it was. Have you got time for some coffee?
If you make me some. Kenton will probably like one as well.
And David will be in a minute.
Anyway, will you join in this year?
When is it?
Last weekend in May.
Well, maybe I'll have had time to do a bit of tidying up by then.
Well, it doesn't look too bad.
And there's an awful lot of pruning needs doing, and the vegetable garden is knee-deep in weeds. I mean, I should be planting stuff by now, shouldn't I?
Could you use a bit of help?
Well, haven't you and Phil got plenty to do with the garden at Glebe Cottage?
I was thinking of making Kenton do it, actually.
Kenton?
Oh, I don't think he can tell a buddleia from a bindweed, but he's perfectly capable of digging over your vegetable patch.
Well, obviously I'd appreciate the help.
And spreading a bit of compost.
After the last time, David did say never again.
Oh, but he wouldn't be working on the farm.
No, I suppose.
And to be honest, Ruth, he really needs something to occupy his time.
Does he?
He just sits around at home, watching all kinds of rubbish on television. Well, that's why I brought him with me this morning.
Oh, excuse me, sir.
I thought I've got to get him out of the house for a couple of hours.
Hello, Brookfield Farm. Oh, hello. He's out in the lambing shed just now. If you ring his mobile. Oh, he must have forgotten to switch it on. Can I get him to call you? All right, I'll see if I can find him. Oh, hold on.
Who is it?
Matt Crawford.
About the land?
I should imagine. But he won't talk to me. It's got to be David. Back in a minute.
I can't understand it. It was the perfect job for me.
Go on, you stupid animal. Go on, that way.
No, I'm beginning to suspect there's a bit of ageism going on.
Out of the way.
Sorry.
Go on. In you go. That's it.
You know, the guy who got the job at the sports centre couldn't have been more than 20.
Can you pass me over a couple of those hurdles?
And the one I spoke to at the theatre, he looked about 14.
Kenton.
What?
Hurdles.
Sorry?
Oh, never mind, I'll do it myself.
It's really very depressing. I can't believe I'm over the hill at 44.
Out the way!
Oh, sorry. Do you want a hand with that?
No, thank you.
You must be a bit stretched, aren't you?
What?
Since Chabba went back.
I miss him, yes.
I could help you out for a while if you like.
Oh, like you are just now, you mean?
Only frankly, I'm at a bit of a loose end.
Kenton, we are broke. I can't afford to employ anyone.
It's just, you know, Dad keeps on nagging
me. And even if I could, I wouldn't employ you.
David!
I need to get out of the house, Dave.
David!
What is it?
Matt Crawford's on the phone. I said you'd call him back, but he said no. He wants to talk to you now. Elizabeth!
Oh, hi, Kathy. Just giving Charlie a quick run.
Right.
Actually, that's an excuse. I came out to look for Nigel.
Well, where's he gone?
I've no idea. He set off on his bike first thing this morning, saying he was just going to have a quick word with Reg.
But I've just seen Reg.
Yes, so have I. He says he saw Nigel for 5 minutes, 2 hours ago. Where the hell is he now? Anyway, did you want me for something?
Only to say that Julia wants a lift into Borchester.
Mm. Yes, well, she'll have to get a taxi.
But she says...
I know what she says, but she's got to get used to the situation. We simply have not got the manpower to provide her with a personal driver. And she's not to ask Titcomb.
Well, he's busy anyway.
Or Hayley. Hayley's getting very fed up with being used as a chauffeur. And I'm not having my nanny upset.
I was just going to say
the
that...
The last thing I need at the moment is a bolshy nanny.
Well, I could spare half an hour.
No, Kathy, it wouldn't be half an hour. She'd insist you wait while she does whatever it is she wants. Oh, look, here he is at last.
Oh, yes.
No, Charlie. Charlie, come here, you stupid dog.
Hello, Charlie. Yes, this is fun, isn't it?
And where have you been?
Whee!
I have been worried sick.
What about?
Oh, come here, Charlie. You, of course.
Oh, no need to worry about me.
Now sit. Good girl.
Gosh, well done, Kathy. She's never done that for me.
So where have you been?
All the way to the top of Haydenberry.
On your bike?
And I didn't have to get off and push once.
Oh, that is impressive.
What on earth did you do that for?
Well, to prove I could.
Nigel.
Everyone told me that I should get a modern bike, you know, something lightweight and sporty with dozens of gears. But I proved it. You can't beat my trusty old one.
Well, you might at least have told me where you were going.
Sorry, it was a spur of the moment thing.
Lucky you didn't get rained on.
The showers held off, though... I did encounter a few puddles.
Look at your trousers.
A bit muddy, aren't they?
If you're going to bicycle in this sort of weather, you're going to have to get some proper clothes. And a helmet.
Oh, no, I'm not wearing one of those things.
Oh, yes, you are. You only have to hit a pothole and go over the handlebars, land on your...
All right, I'll think about it.
He's found another piece of land.
A bit convenient, isn't it?
Oh, it's just an excuse.
You reckon?
Well, he knows we've rumbled him. Because otherwise he'd have said straight out, wouldn't he?
So what did he say?
Well, he asked if I'd reconsidered my position since Friday. Meaning, was I prepared to back down on, you know, having his clause in the contract.
About you getting more money?
Yeah, if planning permission's ever granted, yes. So I said, no, I hadn't reconsidered. So then, he said he'd make it worth my while.
He said what?
And I said, what's that supposed to mean? And he said he'd be prepared to take another look at the sale price.
He offered you more money up front?
Yeah, in a brown paper envelope.
What?
Well, at least I think that's what he was saying. You know, a little cash bonus that doesn't have to go through the books.
How much?
We didn't get that far.
Oh, Dave.
No, we decided.
But no, you should at least have found out how much.
Look, if we sold the land, knowing it was going to be built on, we'd be drummed out of the village.
Certainly wouldn't be very popular.
Yeah, so I said no.
Here's coffee.
Thanks. Now, either we put the clause in the contract about future planning permission, or it's no deal.
Help yourselves to milk and sugar.
And that's when he told me that he'd found another piece of land.
So he still hasn't admitted he was intending to build?
No. But he got the message, and that's all that matters.
So the deal's definitely off?
Yep.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Oh, Dad'll be pleased, at least.
He's been going on about the farm being broken up ever since you first mentioned it.
So, that's that, then.
Yep.
Back to square one. Wondering what we're going to do for money this next year.
What about selling the bungalow?
We thought of that.
It's not really practical, though. I mean, the only access is through the yard.
Plus, we'd lose the letting income.
Is anyone in there at the moment?
No.
First visitors due at the end of this month.
So, well, it's standing empty.
No, Kenton, you are not moving into the bungalow.
Why not?
Unless you're prepared to rent it, it costs a fortune to eat and light.
How about moving Bert and Frieda in there and selling Woodbine Cottage?
I don't think they'd agree.
But they loved it when they lived there.
Well, that was before Woodbine got its lovely new kitchen.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I still think you should have found out how much Crawford was offering.
Kenton.
And I bet that's what Lizzie will say.
It's none of Elizabeth's business.
Well, she thinks it is.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
You'd better tell her it's all off, though.
Oh, I shall. Don't worry. In fact, I think I might just go over there.
Yeah, I'll come with you.
I can manage on my own, thank you.
I'm not offering to help. I just thought if you're going to Lower Loxley, I could drop in and say hi to Cathy.
Lizzie.
Hang on a minute.
I've found the perfect solution.
Just let me save this. Okay, perfect solution to what?
Look.
At what?
This.
Your riding hat?
I can wear it on my bike.
On your bike?
In case I fall on my head.
You don't think people might laugh?
Why should they laugh?
Well, it's just...
It looks considerably less silly than one of those shiny plastic things. In fact, I was wondering if I shouldn't wear my jodhpurs as well, and my riding boots. Because, as you pointed out, muddy trousers are going to be a problem.
Mightn't it be easier just to invest in some proper waterproofs?
When you say waterproofs...
You know what cyclists wear. Stuff you can slip on over your regular clothes.
Oh, no. I refuse to be seen in plastic trousers and a fluorescent cagoule.
Well, you ought to wear something fluorescent.
Can I come in?
David.
Hello, yes, come on in.
Oh, going riding?
No. I was just modelling this hat for Lizzie.
What are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd better bring you up to speed on the Midsummer Meadow deal.
Oh, yes?
It's off.
So you have backed out, then?
Actually, no. It was Matt Crawford called it off.
Oh, I knew you'd blow it.
Excuse me?
You had him over a barrel, David.
I had him sussed, yes.
You knew what he wanted the land for.
Yeah, but he never admitted it.
And you knew what he should have been paying.
Yes, and I told
him... You could have negotiated a really good price for that land.
No, I couldn't.
Well, if you couldn't handle it, you should have left it to someone who could.
What, like you mean?
Oh, the whole wretched business has been a complete dog's breakfast.
That's really not fair, Lizzie.
Shut up, Nigel. You know nothing about
Elizabeth.
It.
Elizabeth.
And I hope you've learned your lesson.
Once I knew what Crawford had planned, there was no way I could have gone ahead with the sale.
So you say.
Look, the village would never have forgiven us.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you can't allow other people's opinions to sway your decision.
I do have to live in Ambridge.
No wonder you lost it.
I didn't lose it. I decided it wasn't going to happen.
Great.
Listen, Elizabeth, I came here as a matter of courtesy.
Did you? Well, talking of courtesy, I hope you'll consult Kenton Schuler and myself before you go making any more major decisions about the future
of the
farm.
But it's got nothing to do with
you! Right now, I need to go and talk to Owen. Excuse me.
Elizabeth! I do not... Did you...
I know.
I mean, how can she... She has got absolutely no rights.
I know.
I mean, if the deal had gone ahead, she wouldn't have been entitled to anything.
I know. And so does she.
Then why does she...
But sometimes, David, it's easier just to let her have the last word.
What are you doing here?
I came to see you.
Kenton.
Look, I'm sorry I lost my rag. You know, when...
Really?
And yes, you're quite right. I am irresponsible and unreliable and all the other things that you said I was.
Unfaithful?
No, not that. Let me make that absolutely clear. There is not and there has never been anything between me and Debbie.
You mean you didn't spend the night with her?
I've crashed at her cottage a couple of times on the sofa.
Really?
Yes, really. We're just mates, that's all. In fact, I'm not even sure if we're that anymore. Since her brother got home, she doesn't want to know me.
Why not?
I don't know.
If you're such good mates.
I seem to be a bit surplus to requirements.
Poor you.
And now I'm back living at Glebe Cottage with Mum and Dad, which is no joke, believe me.
And have you found yourself a job yet?
Well, not yet, no. But I'm trying. I really am. Kathy.
What are you after, Kenton?
Are you going to forgive me?
So you can move into my cottage?
I'll sleep on the sofa. I don't mind.
Well, I do.
Please, Kathy.
Kathy, have you seen Owen? Kenton, what are you doing here?
I just thought I'd drop by. I mean, to be honest, I needed to get out for a few hours. It's pretty rough being stuck at Glebe Cottage.
Owen's in the kitchen.
Lizzie, I don't suppose there's any chance...
What?
Well, that I could come back here for a week or two.
No, Kenton. Absolutely no chance, whatever.
Fallon and Emma have finished college for the day.
Hi, Fallon.
Oh, hello.
What are you doing here?
Same as I've always done.
No, I didn't mean...
Popular music performance.
Yeah, I know that. And then what are you doing out here?
Waiting for my lift to take me home.
Oh, right. So am I. My dad's supposed to be picking me up.
Your dad, eh?
Yeah. So, how's it going?
What, the waiting?
No.
It's pretty tedious so far.
I meant your course.
That's all right.
Oh, I really like that song you wrote.
Did you?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Good.
Deserve to win.
Oh, thanks. So what about you?
What?
Well, your course, you're doing cooking or something, aren't you?
Yeah, catering. It's great. Start my work placement in a couple of weeks.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I've got to get experience in a different establishment.
Oh.
So I'm doing my placement at Grey Gables. Mm. Got Will to ask Caroline Pemberton, you know, if she'd consider it.
Mm-hmm.
She said I could start next month, which is great.
Mm. Then what?
How do you mean?
What are you going to do when you finish?
Oh, when I finish my course. Well, I want to get my own business. Maybe a little cafe or something.
It's a mugs game, catering.
Why'd you say that?
Well, you work all hours and the pay is lousy.
Yeah, not if you're the boss.
I've seen it with my mum.
Well, that's why I want to have my own business.
Well, she thinks it's so great running a pub, but the hours she puts in is ridiculous. Never seems to get a day off. Oh, look. Here's my lift. Hiya!
Isn't that Tom Archer?
So?
You going out with him?
Any objection?
No. No, I just thought that... Well, him and Kirsty.
Yeah, but she went off for Chabba, didn't she? See ya!
Bye!
Oh, do you want me to clear the table?
No, you're all right. I'll just pop this in the oven. Supper in half an hour, all right?
Yeah, fine.
Is that the echo?
I was just checking the situation's vacant.
Any joy?
No.
What, nothing at all?
Packers wanted at the canning factory.
That's in every week.
And forklift truck drivers.
Have you thought about perhaps retraining?
What, as a forklift truck driver?
No. But you must have some idea what you want.
Well, I thought I did, but...
But what?
I keep applying for these jobs and I never get as far as an interview.
I know. It's very frustrating.
I don't really know what to do.
Well, I think you might have to think about retraining. Well, what's this one you've circled?
Oh, I phoned up.
Manager required for sports, camping and leisure equipment outlet.
Yeah, it's that big shop in Union Street.
Well, that sounds promising.
They said they wanted someone with 3 years management experience.
You were 14 years in the Merchant Navy.
Well, that doesn't count, apparently.
Why not?
Because it was on ships, not in shops.
Oh, really?
It's either experience or a degree.
When did you need a degree to work in a shop?
Business administration or retail management. Isn't that what people do at university these days?
So it would seem. Well, what about this one? City centre bar and restaurant.
You need a degree in pouring drinks.
They didn't say that.
I never was much good with a cocktail shaker.
Well, what about this? Video and record outlet.
They asked me how old I was.
They're not allowed to discriminate.
Maybe not. But they did hoot in disbelief when I told them.
Oh, dear.
I've got to face it, Mum. I've no qualifications, no special talents, and I'm past my sell-by date.
Don't put yourself down. You have lots of talents.
Like what?
You're very good with people. You are.
Which is why no one wants me to stay with them.
And you're wonderful with children. Have you ever thought about working with children? Oh, Phil.
What time are we having supper?
6 o'clock.
Oh, will that leave us enough time?
The concert doesn't start till 7:30, so if we leave here about 22...
Have you finished with that paper?
Yeah.
No, don't clean your shoes on it, Phil. It's today's Echo. There are some old papers.
Yes, I know.
Kenton and I were just looking through the situations vacant.
Oh.
Without much success.
Why don't you try the job centre?
I have.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
What do they say?
If I had my own transport and could get into Borchester at 6 in the morning, they could offer me a job as an office cleaner.
You mumsleys, come on up.
Yeah, she don't want you to see the chaos downstairs.
Why? What's going on?
She's taking in ironing.
Oh?
And can't move in the lounge with bags of laundry and the settee's piled high with the stuff she's done. It's so embarrassing.
Why?
What's like advertising your poverty?
There's no shame in being poor.
She'll be taking in washing next. Can you pass me them tissues?
Oh, at least you've got a roof over your head.
Tut.
Which is more than I'm going to have.
Hmm?
Caroline's moving in with Oliver Sterling.
So?
Well, she'll be selling the Dower House.
Will she?
Bound to. No point in hanging on to the place if she's not going to live in it.
Well, she could rent it out.
Not with me in it.
Don't see why not.
Don't be daft. Posh house like that. Going to have posh tenants, innit? Last thing they're going to want is a lodger.
Add a bit of local colour.
Oh, ta very much.
Now, where's my slide for my hair?
Is this it?
Ta. So when's you moving out?
Dunno, she ain't said.
Well, didn't you ask her?
Ain't seen her to speak to her for a couple of weeks.
So how do you know she's moving?
Ed told me.
Ed?
This is what really worries me, see. Caroline ain't said a word.
Well, ask her.
Well, I can't.
Well, you've got a right to know, Will.
Yeah, but...
If you're going to be out on your ear...
Well, she's been really good to me. I mean, letting me live there at all.
Yeah, but she's got to give you proper notice.
But I don't want to go jumping the gun.
Oh, Will, for heaven's sake.
And for all I know, Ed might just be winding me up.
He wouldn't do that.
Excuse me?
Come on, Will.
The whole purpose of Ed's life is to wind me up.
Well, he's not going to invent something like that, is he?
Well, he might.
How does he know anyway?
Oliver Sterling told him.
That figures.
And Ed really enjoyed passing on the bad news.
That's not fair.
He's always been jealous of me having that flat.
And so have I, Will. So has everyone.
And he laughed when he told me. He was really crowing.
Oh, don't exaggerate.
You weren't there.
He brought you some bad news. It's not his fault. I think it was really kind of him to let you know in the first place. Now, are we going out or what?
I don't think I've ever heard Marjorie complain. She's so resolutely cheerful normally.
Yes, I know.
Determined to make the best of whatever life throws at her.
Yeah. Not sure I'd be quite as stoical in her situation.
I'm sure I wouldn't.
Yeah. So what had upset her?
I think it was Crufts.
Crufts?
It was on television last weekend.
Yes, I know, but why should that upset her? She loves dogs.
But she'll never own one again, will she?
Oh, no, she couldn't cope.
No, but she's always had dogs, you see, all her life. And being widowed and having no children, I suppose her dogs were like her family. So when they went...
Oh, she's lonely.
Of course. But it's not just that. It's that thing of, you know, when you realise that certain things have gone for good.
Mm. It's called getting old.
I know.
And there's nothing we can do about it. You just have to grit your teeth and get on with it.
And usually Margie's very good at gritting her teeth. But this morning, well, the mask of cheerfulness just slipped for a minute. Oh, look.
What?
Daphne's Cafe. Isn't this the place that Jack's supposed to be buying?
Well, he'll regret it if he does.
Yes, Peggy doesn't seem to think it's a good idea.
Well, it's only survived all these years because Daphne lives on the premises and works from dawn till dusk with very little help.
She lives here?
Yes, there's a flat upstairs.
Really?
But Jack will have to employ a manager who's unlikely to have the same attitude.
I've just had an idea.
No? What sort of idea?
I'll tell you later. Come on, we don't want to be late for the concert.
So they called to say there's a place going on the old industrial estate.
Where's that?
You know where Borchester Mills used to be? Across the river.
It's a bit rough around there.
Yeah. I'd rather be in the business park. On the other hand, it's likely to be cheaper. And if I can save on the cost of premises...
Evening.
Oh, I will. Emma?
Oh, yeah.
You going upstairs?
No.
Not tonight.
We're going clubbing.
The band's rubbish.
Oh, do you think so?
I know so.
Oh, I heard them once before.
thought they were quite good.
Plus, they give them whatever they make tonight to Comic Relief.
Well, 20 quid, that'll make a difference.
Yeah, so what are you doing for Comic Relief?
Keeping my head down.
Well, you're not involved in this big hairdo at the ball?
God, no, that's my mum. She's going totally over the top as usual.
That should be a laugh.
There's some good stuff happening in college, though. Some mates of mine have dug out this old musical called Hair.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Have you?
Yeah, I think my dad's got the LP.
Yeah, well, they're doing, like, a scratch production. Oh, and you remember Ash? Used to be in Dross. He's getting sponsored to have all his hair shaved off.
What do you mean, used to be in Dross? Was he quit?
Yeah. Didn't you know?
No.
So have I.
So what's left?
Well, that's it, basically. It's the end of Dross.
I didn't know that.
Didn't I tell you?
No.
Oh, he couldn't handle the fact that I won the competition, and Dross didn't. So he said I could forget about being in the band. And then Ash said he really liked my song, so I told him to get lost.
Oh, poor Ed.
What do you mean, poor Ed?
Well, that band was his whole life.
Well, it's his own stupid fault. Not that he'd admit it, of course. He blames me for everything.
Well, that's Ed for you. It's always someone else's fault.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
Now, don't talk about Ed like that.
Why not?
Because he's my friend.
Oh, come on, Em.
Yeah, and he'll always be my friend. He did save my life, remember?
Oh, I remember all right.
I'm not going to stand here and listen to you lot slagging him off.
I remember it was him risked your life in the first place.
Oh, you've never forgiven him, have you?
No.
And all because he borrowed your precious car.
That's got nothing to do with it.
You are so small-minded.
Me?
You never have a decent word to say about him.
Because he's a selfish little prat.
Right, that is it.
Where are you going?
Home. Don't try following me.
No, Emma. Don't just walk out on me. Come back!
Oh, dear.
What was all that about?
I haven't got a clue. And there was me thinking they was love's young dream.
So you had a good time?
Oh, marvellous.
How about you, Mum?
Super, thank you. They're a wonderful choir.
They've improved enormously since last I heard them. That new choir master's made such a difference.
What were they singing?
The Dream of Gerontius.
Elgar.
What's that about?
Well, the words are from a poem by Cardinal Newman. It's about the journey of a man's soul after death.
Not many laughs, then.
Oh, you may mock.
I wouldn't dream of it.
But it's an enormously satisfying piece. An hour and a half of first-rate choral singing. Mm. You know, Jill, for all Heather and I enjoyed playing those old show tunes, you can't beat the real classics.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, dear.
Well, how about a cup of tea?
Oh, that would be nice.
Right. I'll put the kettle on.
Mm. So, what have you been up to?
Nothing. Watch the telly.
Well, I've had an idea.
About what?
Your future.
Oh, no, Mum, please.
No, listen. This may very well come to nothing, but it's worth looking into. Have you heard about Daphne's Cafe?
Well, I know the Echo's been running a campaign.
Well, Jack's agreed to buy the place. Now, it's early days, and the whole thing may fall through, but it's a business, and it's got a flat upstairs.
What?
And Jack's going to need someone to run it.
Oh, my.
Now, don't count your chickens, but...
That would be perfect.
I think it might be worth having a word with him.
Will Jack come to Kenton's rescue?
Begun to think about it yet.
Well, when you
do...
We've
only just got this shooting season out of the way, Jack.
You'll let me know.
Well, of course I will.
So I can get my bookings in. It was a bit of a mess this year.
Well, I'm sorry to feel like that.
Well, it was all so last minute. A couple of my old chums couldn't make it.
Yes, I know, you told me.
So, I want to get my name down early for next season.
Okay, well, you let me know which dates you're interested in.
You seem to have forgotten, Brian, that when we amalgamated the two shoots, it was agreed that my booking should have priority.
It's just certain dates are very popular.
So, this year I want to make sure.
Fine, well, there's no problem.
So, if I drop you round a list...
I'll get onto it straight away.
Right.
So, how are things otherwise?
What things?
Well, just things in general.
Oh, fine.
And is it true you're buying this cafe in Borchester? You know, the one that Jenny's been getting so sentimental about?
I'm considering it, yes.
Oh, I got the impression it was a done deal.
Well, the boys and girls at the Echo persuaded me that I should, to save it from being snapped up by one of these American chains.
Very laudable.
But Peggy is convinced it's a bad investment.
Is she?
Well, personally, I don't think you can go wrong with bricks and mortar. But Peggy's got it into her head that it's a daft idea. In fact, I'm just on my way into Felpersham to have a chat with my financial chappy. It's so difficult at the moment, isn't it? Knowing what to do with one's money.
Honestly, Mum,
It's been a breath of fresh air.
You are looking a bit more cheerful, I must say.
I feel so much better.
Help yourself to green.
Oh, thanks. Not that anything much has changed, but... Well, having Adam around makes the whole situation less oppressive, I suppose.
It must be a comfort for Debbie, too.
We're having lunch together today, just me and Debbie and Adam. Brian's got a meeting with some of his CLA chums.
Really?
Yes, really. I did phone up and check that the meeting was genuine.
Oh, Jennifer.
I know. But I still can't trust him.
No.
Maybe I'm being unreasonable.
No, but not at all.
I'm finding it very difficult. Anyway, Adam suggested, while Brian is out of the way, the three of us should get together. You see, he's worried that Debbie's spending too much time on her own.
Is he?
She still disappears off to the cottage every evening.
Because of Brian?
Well, obviously that's the main reason. But I worry that... Well, that she's keeping me at arm's length.
You?
Because she thinks she can't... She can't quite forgive me for taking him back.
Oh, goodness.
But Adam thinks that's rubbish.
I agree with Adam.
And Debbie just can't... Well... You see, she's never really talked about the breakup of her marriage.
No.
And the whole thing with Brian happened so soon afterwards, we've sort of... Well, we've not forgotten it, obviously, but he...
But her problems have been overshadowed.
Well, not intentionally.
No, of course not.
Anyway, Adam thinks we ought to make a bit of an effort to, you know, draw her out. So I've got a nice piece of salmon for lunch. Oh, you're expecting somebody?
No, I've no idea who it can be. Oh, help yourself to more coffee.
Right. Well, it's time I was going, actually, Mum.
Kenton.
Hello, Auntie Peggy.
Oh, this is a surprise. Come on in.
Oh, thanks. I don't want to disturb you.
Jennifer's in the sitting room. Go on through.
I've come to see Jack, actually.
Well, I'm afraid he's gone out.
Oh, no. Oh, hiya, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Will he be back soon?
Not till after lunch, I'm afraid.
Oh, I was so sure he'd be here. I've got my speech all prepared.
Your speech?
Can I help at all?
No, I really need to speak to him in person.
He's gone into Felpersham.
I thought he'd gone to Home Farm.
Really?
Well, I'm sure Brian mentioned something about Jack coming over.
Oh, yes, he did say he was going to drop in.
Will he still be there, do you think?
Really, no idea.
Anyway, he's bound to have left by the time I've traipsed all the way over there.
Well, I'm just on my way home, so if you want a lift...
Jennifer, you're a star.
I just can't get over it.
It's only the past few years that we've been doing very well.
I've spent so many years working with farmers who have nothing, really nothing, but you.
I know.
1,000-odd acres of fertile soil, plenty of rain, great herds of healthy livestock.
And we can't make it pay, I know. It's ludicrous. But we're having to deal in the world market.
This is what I think's wrong.
And if the supermarkets can buy cheaper in Kenya or Kentucky, then that's what they'll do.
There are no local markets anymore.
We've got a farmer's market in Borchester.
Great, but you don't use it, do you?
Well, it hardly seems worth it.
You've completely lost touch with your consumers.
Well, I don't think we ever had much to do with them.
Well, then it's about time you did.
Well, Debbie's been trying with Hassett Hill's land.
Yeah, she's told me.
But I have to say, it's not been a runaway success.
Ah, these things take time. But I'm sure there's more you could be doing.
Well, like what?
I don't know. I just like to do a bit of research, if that's all right with you.
Yes, of course. Feel free. I mean, you better check with Debbie. You don't want to go treading on her toes.
No.
I'm not really sure what her plans are. She doesn't confide in me these days.
No.
In fact, she hardly talks to me at all. Unless she has to. Anyway.
What time's your meeting?
Yes. Oh, I'd better get going, I suppose. Oh, here's Jenny back already. Yeah. Yeah, I thought she'd gone to her mother's.
Well, I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Brian!
Oh, hello.
Have you seen Jack?
Yes, he's just gone. He left about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, damn.
He went off to see his financial advisor.
What about?
Well, something to do with this place he's supposed to be buying in Borchester.
The cafe?
Yes.
He's not having second thoughts, is he?
Well...
Oh, no.
I think he agreed to take it on to make himself popular at the Echo. Which, if you ask me, is not a good reason for shelling out that amount of money.
Well, why did they give him the job in the first place, then?
On paper, he was perfect. And, of course, he turns up for the interview wearing a suit. Fine. The trouble was, he never took it off, ever.
What, even when he went out into the bush?
He wore the suit.
He sounds like a character out of Evelyn Waugh.
That's exactly what he was. I remember one day we were visiting some beekeepers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Set somebody up with a hive, you see. It's another way of becoming self-sufficient.
Oh, a bit more pudding, darling.
Oh, couldn't eat another mouthful.
Debbie?
Oh, no, thanks, Mum, I'm fine.
Anyway, Albie decides to make a speech, which was truly embarrassing. Even the bees were cringing. And then he puts his hand down on the hive, right on top of a bee.
Oh, no.
which of course stings him.
Hoping to make him shut up.
But Albie won't admit that it hurts, you know, stiff upper lip and all that. So he carries on talking, but nobody's listening. We're all mesmerised by his hand, which is swelling up like a balloon.
What did you do?
We just had to wait till it finished. Then he got into the Land Rover, still with the gracious smile, waving like the Queen.
With the swollen pen.
No, the other one. And we drive off, and suddenly there's this howl, this stream of expletives. And I think the pain has finally got to him. I say, Albie, are you all right? And he says, some effing birds crapped on my suit.
He didn't.
That's true.
I don't believe you.
Cross my heart, no, the
time. Oh, Debbie.
What?
Oh, it's so lovely to see you laugh.
Mum.
What?
You promised.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
it's to... okay, I don't mind. It's lovely to be able to actually forget for 10 minutes and, you know.
Yes?
What?
Nothing. I just thought you were going to say something else.
No?
Right.
We thought that, maybe with Adam and me, that...
What?
Well, that maybe you could... It's not good for you, you know, to keep everything so bottled up inside you.
I'd just rather, you know, put the whole wretched business behind me and get on with my life.
Fine.
And it's working. In the past hour, I haven't thought of Simon once.
Good. Why don't we have some coffee?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Oh, it's time I was getting back to work.
Oh, come on, another 10 minutes won't hurt. I haven't finished telling you the story, the dreaded Albie.
You mean there's more?
Oh, yes. We got rid of him in the end.
How did you manage that?
Well, the other thing about him was he was fanatically clean.
There's nothing wrong in that.
Except if there's a drought and water is at a premium. You don't insist on taking your portable shower with you wherever you go.
Portable shower?
Most of us, if we're away from base for a few days, we just, well, you know, wash in a bucket. Or not at all. But not Albie. So one day while he was taking a shower, we stole the suit.
You stole his suit?
I'm afraid so.
Adam, that's rotten of you.
I know, I ought to feel really guilty, but honestly...
What's so funny?
Nothing, I was just... telling them about someone I used to know.
Well, you carry on.
No, I finished the story.
Do you want some lunch, Brian? There's a bit of salmon there.
No, thanks. No, I had a sandwich while I was out.
Well, I was just pouring some coffee.
Actually, so... Mum, I think I'll give the coffee a miss.
Debbie, it won't be a minute.
No, it's late. I really should be getting back to work now. Where did I leave my coat?
I put it behind the door.
Oh, thanks.
Anything I can do?
Well, we still need some more straw in the landing shed.
OK, I'll see to that.
Aren't you going to have some coffee?
No, I think I'll pass, Mum, but thanks for the lunch. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it was lovely. Thanks, Mum.
My pleasure.
Right, come on, Debs. See you both later.
Do I smell or something?
What?
Why did everyone leave?
Have some coffee.
He agreed that it was a prime site. Properties in that location are always going to be in demand.
So you're going ahead?
If it were just a building, I wouldn't think twice.
But it's not.
No. There's a business as well.
So why don't you buy the place, refurbish it, and then rent it out?
But then I'd have no control over what goes on there.
Why should you want control?
Oh, it could still fall into the hands of a burger chain. And I promised I wouldn't let that happen.
Well, unless you're planning to run the cafe yourself...
Oh, good heavens, no.
You'll have to get someone in to manage it.
Of course.
And there's absolutely no guarantee that they'll run the place the same way Daphne did.
No, I suppose not.
So it sounds as if you promised something you probably can't deliver.
Oh, I hope not.
It all looks very risky to me, Jack.
Maybe you're right.
I honestly think you'd be better just putting your money in a building society.
But, Peggy, interest rates are terrible.
Well, at least you get some interest. And you won't have to worry.
Who's that?
I've no idea. I mean, look at you, Jack. You haven't even bought the place and already you're worried sick about it. Oh, it's you again.
Hello.
Jack's just got back. Go on through.
Thanks, honey, Peggy.
Is that Kenton?
Yes, it's me, Jack.
Oh.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good. Jack, is it true you're buying Daphne's cafe in Borchester?
Well...
We were just discussing that, actually.
And?
I haven't finally made up my mind.
But you're seriously considering it?
Oh, yes. Why?
You may very well be my knight in shining armour.
Me?
Look, I'll lay my cards on the table. I've pretty much hit rock bottom these past couple of weeks. I mean, you know, when I came to England, I imagined making a new start. But here I am, all my hopes in pieces. And my business plan ended in failure. I can't get a job. I've got nowhere to live. And my girlfriend has chucked me out and half the family aren't speaking to me.
Oh, dear.
I was in despair. And then I heard about you buying Daphne's place and it was like the answer to a prayer.
Was it?
Jack, will you be the one to give me a chance?
will you give me the job of managing Daphne's calf?
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.